Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, live from Commanders training camp here in Ashburn, Virginia, as we continue our training camp coverage, AWOD on the road, as it is the road to week one, when the Commanders will be at home to start the season against the New York Giants on September 7th. So as we sit here, 12 noon on Tuesday, July 29th. You know, yesterday I tried to focus in on the wide receivers. Yesterday I tried to focus in on the cornerbacks. Today we'll look at the O-line and the D-line, as well as some special guests on the show today, including wide receiver K.J. Osborne. Wide receiver K.J. Osborne, who I think is a really interesting story. Now, Stubb knows, I talked to Dan Quinn yesterday, and we can replay the entire question, but I'll summarize it for you. I asked Dan Quinn about the wide receiver room, and he said Jalen Lane has popped, but then he also talked about how important it is for K.J. Osborne to have another full offseason with the Commanders. So he came to Washington, a successful NFL wide receiver in the slot in Minnesota, came to Washington with 3 games left in the season, and he never got on the field for anything meaningful. But he's an NFL veteran with 6 years of experience who was invited back to camp for another offseason, an offseason where he can now get to fully grasp the offense. I think not only is there a chance for he can make the roster, I'm going to say this right now, Stubb. K.J. Osborne is my Noah Brown for this season, the unknown guy that will come in and have like 45 catches for 300 yards or something like that. I think he's going to make the roster and be an impactful player this season. So good morning, Richmond. Good morning, Stubb. How are you today, man?
I'm doing pretty good today. Yeah, feeling back to normal. Almost moved in.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the heat here is unbearable. It is so hot. And I made the mistake yesterday of not re-upping my sunscreen. So I was here at 6:45, put sunscreen on, and at about 1, I started noticing how red my arms were, my face was, my legs are. So I got torched. So today during practice, I walked around with like portable sunscreen in my pocket.
You got
a little
it.
like an airplane bottle.
Dude, it's so tough. I always tell my friends I forget to put on sunscreen if I'm not near a body of water. Like, it doesn't click in my mind that I can get sunburn at places that aren't the pool or beach.
Now, I put it on. I just didn't re-up. And when I'm here for 7 hours, it'll get after. So, like, literally, it was like I'm walking around with my sun bum like it was lipstick, putting it all over my arms and my face. So today we focused in on the offensive line and the defensive line. We grabbed K.J. Osborne after the show, as well as Jeremy Reeves, special teamer and member of the Washington Commanders secondary. And we'll bring on some special guests throughout the show today, like our buddy David Harrison, Linnell Willingham. I do think it's great to bring on the guys that are part of the beat and that are here every single day. because they're seeing things that we're not seeing, and they're, you know, going to be able to give us insight other than the stuff that they are reporting and tweeting out. So it's great to sit down with those guys. I wish I had a Terry McLaurin update. I do not have a Terry McLaurin update. Stubb, you're a fan of this team. Do you want to hear me talk about Terry McLaurin and that situation for an hour? Do you want me to talk about that for 30 minutes? Do you want me to talk about it for 5 minutes and then get to the guys on the field?
I think a good five for the day. I think the Courtland Sutton news is an interesting angle on this, and that's the only thing I find.
Yeah. Yesterday it broke during the show, and I know J.P. Finley, B. Mitch and Finley spent the majority of their show talking about Grant and Danny as well. I'm like, my frustration level is a lot lower because he's here, right? I mean, I told everyone it was a distraction that he was holding out. And it wasn't just that he was getting fined $50,000 a day. It was that when you have a holdout situation, it feels like it's working closer and closer to the player getting pissed off and requesting a trade. But what we saw in terms of Sunday and Monday is Terry McLaurin in the building, signing autographs with fans, but could not be out on the practice field. Why is that? Because it is a hold-in situation. They claim he has an ankle injury, so they put him on the physically unable to perform list. So Sunday, after practice, Terry shows up out of nowhere. Fans go nuts. He signs autographs. Monday, after practice, Terry shows up out of nowhere. He signs autographs after practice. I kept an eye on him today. I did not see Terry McLaurin or his agent, Buddy Baker. I don't know if that's good news. I don't know if that's bad news. But I could tell you, if I was Adam Peters, if I was Josh Harris, if I was Dan Quinn, I don't know that I love Terry McLaurin being here, not being on the practice field, but signing autographs with fans. Because here's what I'll say. Every single day that Terry McLaurin signs autographs, every single fan that he signs an autograph for becomes a Terry McLaurin fan for life. They become more of a Terry McLaurin fan, maybe, than a Redskins Commanders fan. And so do you think the front office enjoys their superstar wide receiver who's disgruntled and upset about his contract situation, hanging out with the fans and telling them how he doesn't have beef with you guys? He loves you. He loves your support. He's going to sign autographs. He's going to shake hands, kiss babies all afternoon in the sun. They're probably not happy with that. They'd rather him be on the field. Why? Because he's under contract. That's the frustrating part about this situation. He's under contract. Best case scenario, he just plays under this current contract, and then even next year, they could decide to franchise tag him. They don't need to cave and give him a 3-year extension, a 2-year extension. They don't need to do anything. And so the Courtland Sutton update kind of shows you how far apart the two sides might be. Stubb, what was it? 22 a year, $66 million or something for Sutton?
I think it was, right? $92 million 4 years.
Okay, so that math
that's
evens
around
out,
26,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what Terry McLaurin's asking for. Not even close to what he's asking for. And so you look at the fact that, well, Sutton had some decent stats last year, very comparable to Terry McLaurin. Now, he's not the household name that Terry McLaurin is. He's not the household name, but $23 million a year versus Terry now asking for $34 million, right? So, like, that's $8 to $10 million apart. Like, my original take was, hey, if we're talking about a million or two, even $5 million, paid that man his money, right? You know the famous scene from the poker movie, right? Pay this man his money. If it's $5 million apart, if it's $4 million apart, if it's $8 to $10 million apart, then maybe it's just a bad business decision for the Commanders to give Jaden Daniels 3 years, $100 million, to give him 2 years, $70 million. They don't want to make bad business decisions here, because that's what the previous regime would have done. Like, this is the only positive that I look at in this entire situation. The whole situation's a negative, right? Now, I will say, I don't think it's a distraction because it's a hold-in rather than a hold-out, but it's a negative situation, and I'll talk to reporters today, and I'm sure they're all going to say, you do notice not having Terry there in terms of the wide receivers this team has, though. But the good news is that Terry McLaurin and the Commanders are trying to figure something out. But if they don't, you know, Terry could just play this season on the contract. He could just play this season on the contract. And so the previous ownership group absolutely would have stepped in. Dan Snyder would have stepped in and paid his superstar his money, and he would have overpaid him. He probably would have given him $40 million a year for 3 years, $120 million. Like, that's the Dan Snyder move, right? Overpay him, and then what happens? Terry has a pretty decent year, and then the next 2 years he's not even part of the team much at all, right? But he's getting paid. I mean, that's what Dan Snyder did for Adam Archuleta, for Albert Haynesworth, for Oji Atagwe, for Jason Taylor. That's the one positive about this situation, is this new ownership group is not caving and giving superstar players, you know, superstar preferences, right? Not giving them what they want, not caving into them just because they're a stud. And so that's the one positive I would say to this, is that the previous ownership group would have overpaid Terry McLaurin. The reason this is dragging on is because Adam smart business decision working out this contract with Terry McLaurin. I did not see his agent, Buddy Baker, here today. I saw him yesterday, the day before as well. He was kind of talking with reporters and stuff. I mean, I could spend a whole segment about this. I'm not sure how much of this at all he wants on the record. But to me, I'm going to tell you as a fly on the wall, Buddy Baker was like a lawyer representing Terry McLaurin. Have you ever seen a receiver that's signing autographs while he's not under contract? He hasn't missed a game in 4 years. He hasn't missed a practice in 4 years. He's coming off of his best season, 13 touchdowns. I mean, he's like a lawyer defending his player. So I thought that was awesome. And I am very interested to see how much longer we have to wait until a deal gets done. We don't have an update. It's not very positive, and that's why I'm going to spend most of the show today talking about the players on the field. Who's impressed me? What position battle to look for? And then I'm going to ask Leno Willingham and others, what end of the roster guy are you rooting for? Maybe it's who's this year's like Colson Yankoff, right? Who's this year's Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols? Who's the guy at the end of the roster? Maybe Ja'Cory Brooks, the undrafted wide receiver, that you are rooting for to make the team this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open throughout the show. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. That's at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan, and take the show with you on the go with the free Odyssey app like I have. AWOD on the road, broadcasting live from Commanders Training Camp on the Odyssey app. You can rewind, download the show, the podcast as well, live and local, 12 to 3 p.m. here on 910 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I watched practice earlier today, and I tried to give you guys what I was noticing on the sidelines. So when we return here, we're going to play for you guys what I call AWOD's sideline reporting from the Washington Commanders training camp, focusing in on the secondary. That's on the other side of this commercial break on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM as we continue our training camp coverage live from Ashburn, Virginia. I'm sitting on the sidelines right now viewing the secondary working for the Washington Commanders. Eyes on Trey Amos right now as the corners are running receiver routes against each other. And so you're kind of watching, you know, Marshawn Lattimore defending Noah Eye, and you're seeing Mikey Sainristil still go against Trey Amos. And I wanted to give you some notes of what I'm viewing here and what's standing out. I mean, I think number one is that Lattimore does look like, to me, to be the leader of the cornerback room. Rightfully so. I mean, he's the guy that's had the most success in the NFL. He's the guy that has the experience of making it to the Pro Bowl, making game-changing plays. We see a little bit of that ball hawk mentality here from him. And then number two, it kind of seems like, is already cornerback Trey Amos, who has the size, has the length, really looks like he has the footwork and the speed to make a difference on the team this year. And so I think that's your cornerback one, Lattimore. And Amos cornerback two with Mikey Sainristil still starting, playing almost every single snap, probably in the slot or moving him outside. I mean, you just have to have Mikey Sainristil still on the field because he is an impactful player. I mean, this is the guy that already had a pick six at the first day we were at training camp, a couple really good pass breakups yesterday. I mean, I told you guys about the Jaden throw to Luke McCaffrey, tried to make a diving catch. Sainristil jumped in front of the diving catch with his own dive to knock it down. So those are a few of the guys that I think are the starters. But then after that, it kind of is up in the air. I don't really know who is going to be the depth here. We are seeing Jonathan Jones. So Jonathan Jones is the veteran that came in here from New England. Kayvon Seymour, number 38 is Alan George. I'll tell you, he looks big. I don't know that he can play cornerback, you know, for Washington here in terms of in the starting unit, but as a rotational piece, I'm interested to see if he will make the roster. And then I think the big question is, where does Noah Igbinawe fit into the roster this season? Because he was your number two corner for most of last season and a guy that you relied on. And, you know, this defense wasn't great, and this defense did hold this team back at times, but I think that in terms of Emmanuel Forbes, awful, right? Benjamin St. Juste, awful. Marshawn Lattimore got a bunch of penalties. I mean, Noah might have been the better of the cornerback group when you don't consider Mikey Sainristil still in there, you know, because he was a rookie last year. So I'm going to be interested to see where Igbinawe ends up on the roster this season. But just viewing the corners here, another guy that's standing out to me is Carlin Vigors. He's a 6'2 corner out of Louisiana Monroe, 24-year-old rookie here trying to make the roster. It's always fun trying to see these roster battles right now, and so the corners are working on press coverage right now. And who's got the best hands? Well, I'll tell you again, Trey Amos is standing out to me. I just think he's going to be a very good player right away. It's not just because he's wearing number 23, looks like Michael Jordan a bit out there because he has the size, he has the athletic ability, but I think he's going to be an impact player for this team right away. Now, we will see how he plays in the joint practices, and those are going to be a very crucial part of his development, the joint practices against New England and then Baltimore before the regular season begins. I think you'll get more out of those joint practices than any of the preseason games here. The safety position is an interesting one because
Quan Martin and Will Harrison. From what I've seen, Quan Martin is the guy that stood out. Quan Martin made a good play on the ball and caught a tipped pass for an interception yesterday. I have not seen enough of Will Harris. Now, I've only been here a few days, and my eyes have been on elsewhere, mostly on the offensive side of the ball. But defensively, I have seen Quan Martin make plays. I've seen Tyler Owens make a good amount of plays here. I want to see more from Will Harris because he came in here and he's replacing Jeremy Chinn, who was one of the most impactful players on the defense last season. I mean, Jeremy Chinn was the thumper. Jeremy Chinn was the run stopper that would come into the box. And now you didn't get what you wanted from him in terms of the secondary and defending deep passes down the field, but they're going to have to replace that thump. And so that's Will Harris, you assume, but there are other guys that are absolutely competing for that job, like Jeremy Reeves, Percy Butler, Tyler Owens, and others. So it'll be very interesting to see who the starting secondary is for the Washington Commanders when we get to the regular season. I'm continuing to cruise around the sidelines here live from Commanders training camp in Ashburn, Virginia. I'm blown away by the fan attendance here. I mean, to the left, I'm looking at a bleacher that's filled with probably 1,000 fans. There's a couple more thousand over there, and they're staying. I mean, I'm arriving here early because I love this job. I mean, I'm looking at the clock. It's 8:30 right now. 8:30 a.m. These people have been here since 6:30 a.m. They've been here for 2 hours just to watch their team practice. And so it is a totally different environment than it was just 3 or 4 years ago. Even last year, there was a lot of excitement because of a rookie quarterback, but I don't think it was this well attended as the team is now gathering up to do some more drills here. I still got my eyes on the secondary, Kevon Seymour, Jonathan Jones, guys that are really going to be competing for that last cornerback spot here for the 2025 Washington Commanders. So they'll go into their next drill here, and I will sign off. More from Commanders training camp, live and local, right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, all day long from 12 to 3, and always available on the go with the free Audacy app downloaded today. Anywhere you get your apps at, that's A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and we continue our training camp coverage live this week on 910 The Fan. And here with our sideline report, joining us right now from the B. Mitch and Finley Show, Jeff Walker, 106.7 The Fan. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm happy to be out here. Football season is back. Hey, what?
Absolutely. So we're watching the drills right now, and Jaden in the starting unit going through their progressions right there. Just found Zach Ertz. I mean, when you're watching the offense, what are a few things you're looking for?
I'm just looking at the O-line right now, just seeing how they're getting up in their stances, how they're sliding. We've been looking at Connolly. You know, he's the draft pick. Just seeing how he's adapting to the speed of play. Our D-line is looking good, man. Our D-line, they're giving our O-line a lot of problems. But it's early in camp. You know, they're still getting things solidified, getting them straight. I'm impressed. I mean, it's not much we can see right now, but I like what I'm seeing.
I agree with you, though, that it feels like the D-line has gotten the best of the O-line already.
Ooh, nice catch.
Who was that made the catch? Did you see?
I didn't see. I just know there was a DB on him. It was Igbinabene. Mm-hmm. He was on him, all on his back. Contested catch with some contact. Number 19, who is that?
Number 19, I've got it right here. Our little training camp note guide here, number 19, Chris Moore. Yeah. I feel like few people have mentioned Chris Moore on the radio kind of being an impactful player. It's going to be very interesting to see who's that last wide receiver.
Well, yeah, it's deep, and a lot of people are making plays. Ooh, yeah, I don't know. I thought KJ Osborne was going to be the one, but he had a drop yesterday that turned into a pick. Yeah. I was like, that's not going to move you off the board, you know?
Yeah. Let's go back to the O-line for a second because, I agree. I think the defensive line is getting the best of them right now. Now the pads just got on, and it changes the technique. But in terms of this offensive line, that's supposed to be the strength, really, with what they did in the offseason. Laremy Tunsil, Brandon Coleman goes inside, Connerly. Now Cosme's, you know, going to work his way back, obviously. but you want to see the offensive line like dominate at times, and we haven't seen that.
Yeah, and you know, the vets have been taking days off, so Tunsil hasn't been here. That's why I said it's too early. I know once we start getting into the preseason games and they're here every day, oh yeah, it's definitely going to get better. But right now in camp, it's not looking too good.
So that was Michael Gallup just made a catch right there as we're watching the second team reps. And I see Chris Rodriguez in there. Now, is he going to make that roster?
That might be tough. It's a lot of good backs. I like the guy. Well, we know B-Rob and Eck, they're here. Ooh, I like how Ja'Cory is moving. I like how he's moving. I haven't seen too much of him with the – I haven't seen him run with the ones at all. But I like how he's moving. I think he's going to progress really well. So it might be tough for C-Rod.
It's interesting because I felt like the hype for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt started the moment he was drafted in the seventh round. And you don't really see that very often, but the highlights, they stood out. And then being here at training camp, he stood out again. So it's like, yeah. I guess I can say the Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt Bill hype is real, right?
Yes, it's real. And honestly, the way he explodes through the hole, the way he cut and get upfield, that's something we need. And if we got him young, keep him here for some years, let him develop. You know, everyone is good for them to build that muscle. Jaden had a wonderful offseason. You see how he came back? Yeah, he's going to do well in this running back room. But back to the receivers, A-Wad. Michael Gallup, that's who I had on my list coming into camp. I was like, let's see if he still got it, because he was opening up the top in Dallas before he left. With Jaden, I think he could resurrect his career.
I had him on my list as well. I had KJ Osborne as a guy that I thought, give him a full offseason and maybe he could actually make this roster. But guys like Ja'Cory Brooks, Chris Moore, Strachman even have stood out. Yeah. Strachman with his size, they're making plays. Have you been able to keep an eye at all on Frankie Louvu and where you think he's going to be lined up this season?
So I haven't kept an eye on Frankie Louvu because I've just been looking at my biggest thing on the defensive side, just been looking how Trey Amos, Will Harris, and Marshawn, see how they're moving, Mikey, just see how they're communicating, because I think that unit's going to be pretty strong. A lot of people are counting Lattimore out, especially in the other fan bases. They're counting him out. I don't think he's going to be a problem this year. I think him playing healthy, he's going to be a great leader in that secondary.
Jeff, so we just saw Jaden and the ones out here. It was a read option play. Brian Robinson takes it to the right. How much is the read option going to be incorporated in the offense again this year? And is that a concern of yours at all that, hey, that's another opportunity for Jaden to take a big hit?
So, no, I'm not concerned at all, because one thing we've learned from last season is that Jaden, after taking that hit to the ribs, he started to protect himself a little bit more. And I believe with this coaching staff, they're not going to do anything to put him in that danger. And it's going to be big for our offense, A.Y. One thing about Jaden that a lot of people get that they read wrong about him is they say he's a running quarterback that can pass the ball, when in reality, no. He's a pocket quarterback that can run very well. And that's going to be – that read option is going to be dangerous, because you never know what's going to happen, A.Y. He could give it to B-Rob, any of them backs, and they could bust it. He could keep it, and he can bust it open.
As he just kept it and ran up the middle for a touchdown.
Exactly. And then we never know with that read option how it turns into play action. And boom, one of those receivers that we were talking about, they've gone up the sideline for a 50-plus yard play. So yeah. I love it.
You've kind of just confirmed what my take was yesterday on the show, which was, you know, when the season ended, look at Jaden's stats, and we did a whole segment about what are we projecting in 2025. And I projected 4,000 yards passing, way less rushing yards, like 500. I've already changed my mind on that. I think he's going over 800 yards rushing.
Oh, yeah.
He could even be a 1,000-yard rusher.
I was about
rusher.
To say, why not a 1,000-yard rusher and a 4,000-yard passer? Why not have that record-breaking offense? We can. It's a new time in Washington.
Yeah, it really is. And you get to see the speed firsthand here. I mean, he just kept it two plays in a row. Yeah. One on the read option and then the other, nobody's open. He takes it up the middle. Jeff Walker with us here from the B. Mitch and Finley Show, 106.7 The Fan. So when I tune in, I feel like you're the swag expert on their show. So yesterday, Jaden was wearing green and red shoes. I saw Malik Nabers was wearing that as well in New York. Today, he's gone back to what? Just the black on black shoes?
Did he? I don't know. I didn't even pay attention to his feet today. I didn't. But, yo, those cleats, I think those are the Grinch cleats, if I'm not mistaken.
They look so good.
But Jaden is the Grinch. He took Detroit Christmas. He took everyone Christmas this year except for Philly. But we coming. They are coming back for them.
Jeff, let's close out here with the tight end group. All right. Yesterday, I saw Ben Sennett make a really good play across the middle, and Dan Quinn mentioned that in his press conference this morning that was probably not a play he made last year, where it was a check at the line. Sennett really ran a quick route, and Jaden flinged it to him. And so you need him to be impactful this year. There's a reason they paid John Bates. And then Zach Ertz is back, but there's competition in the tight end room as well.
Yes, and I love it. And it's healthy competition at that, AY. One thing, so I was a fan of the Ben Sennett pick when we drafted him. The thing about it is we've seen that he needed some improvements last year, and that's why I'm so glad that Zach Ertz played really well last year, because he got to see that in real time, and he got to be behind that room, in that room with Zach Ertz, and you can see that it's picking up in this practice situation. Now, once it translates to the game, I could say we hit on a nice tight end in the draft.
So that play right there, as the crowd is going wild, was just a pass by Sam Hartman to Deebo Samuel. And, man, he has made some big plays almost every single day here. I am so excited for him in this offense.
I am too, AY. You can see in Deebo's eyes the way he's working out here on this field. He's seen those tweets. He's seen all those fat tweets, you know. And he's come out here. This is probably the most athletic I've ever seen Deebo since his rookie year.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of things are going to fall in place for Deebo. He's going to have a great season this year.
As the last play we just watched was a little end around to Jalen Lane. He takes it to the house there. Now, the defense probably not going as hard there, but just another way, manufacturing a way to get Jalen Lane the ball in his hands. That's what they had to do at Virginia Tech, because Drones didn't have the accuracy, had injuries at times last year. But Jaden Daniels now with Jalen Lane, man, he could be an exciting wide receiver this season. But I think first off, it's can he be punt returner number one?
So he is fast. He is very fast. I like his speed. Right now, I think we're going to have to see that in the preseason games, because, you know, the guys, they're pulling up, letting them catch the punts. Game time, they're going to hit him, you know, when he catch that ball. Can he process that stuff that fast, knowing that the defense is not going to pull up? It's early, but do I think he can? Yes. Do I think he will? Yes, because this coaching staff is preparing these players really well.
Jeff Walker, 106.7 The Fan. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you, AY. AY the Army, we out here.
Let's go. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM as we continue our coverage live from Ashburn, Virginia for the Washington Commanders training camp. Preseason's around the corner, and then the regular season's going to get here. And, I mean, I kind of want to talk about this. Like, when the regular season gets here, I'm not sure the fan base understands how quick it's going to get here and be in your face. I mean, we're talking about week one, September 7th. Turn around September 9th and you play another game. Two games in 4 days. I mean, the opening to this season is going to be electric for this fan base if they can take care of their business on the field throughout the rest of training camp and those two joint practices to get ready for the regular season. Because I think most reporters would tell you, from what we've seen so far, the defense has won. Now, I'll tell you, we hear every single year the defense gets up to speed faster than the offense, right? It's easier to hit than it is to make a play on the ball and make a catch, right? But for this team in particular, for the 2025-2026 Washington Commanders, the fact that the defense is playing this well already is great news. It's the best news I could hear, honestly, because the defense held this team back. This defense was the issue. The defense gave up 55 points. We're talking about a historic offense for the first time in a long time scored 29 points per game. The defense is the reason this team didn't play the Kansas City Chiefs for the Super Bowl trophy in New Orleans. Now, of course, I'm not expecting this defense to be top five now all of a sudden, but a defense that was probably mid-20s last year, I think, can be 15. And part of my confidence in this defense is Defensive coach Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., their schemes has had success in the past. You think about his defenses in Atlanta with the Falcons and then what he did with the Dallas Cowboys as their defensive coordinator. I think the big part of this defense getting better is simply getting off the field more. First, it's turnovers. Can they create more turnovers? Well, they've got a much stronger secondary this year. We like what we've seen so far from Trey Amos, Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Sainristil, Jones, Seymour, the veterans, guys that are making play on the ball. And don't forget about Noah I, right? So, and then the safety. There's a new Will Harris at safety. So I do think the defense is better on the secondary, and that's going to be a big factor for the team's success this year. But I wanted to focus in right now on the Washington Commanders running backs for 2025. As yesterday I told you, the pads got on for the first time. And today, another padded practice that was intense, physical, in the sun, drenched in sweat. People are going all out there, and you really saw the attention to detail from Dan Quinn, what he talked about at the podium, what he's looking for in these padded practices. But the first thing I noticed in the past practice yesterday was Bill. I love they're calling him Bill. Ja'Cory Kroski-Mair, the fan favorite rookie, seventh-round draft pick. The hype was real from what we saw yesterday. The Commanders posted a video of him. I mean, he's jump-cutting through defenders, through the line, breaking tackles, and he's got the breakaway speed. I mean, I almost think you're looking at a little bit of a young Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler combined, and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. And I'm the guy that was very hesitant to talk about him, given the fact he's a seventh-round pick, given the fact that B-Rob's back, Eckler's back, Debo's brought in, McNichols is back, Chris Rodriguez was the fourth quarter man last year. And so you're looking at a very crowded running back room, but a running back room in which it might be running back by committee, or it might simply be whoever plays the best gets the ball in their hands, and they feed the hot hand over and over and over again. So we'll see who ends up being this team starting running back by September 7th. I would still, you know, say I believe it's going to be Brian Robinson. I just don't think there's a guy on this team that wants it more than Brian Robinson. I mean, he got shot, and he played through that bulletproof B-Rob. I mean, he's the kind of guy that when you watch him run, it's almost like this is a guy that would put his life on the line. He puts his body on the line. He's not shying away from contact. So I've always been a Brian Robinson fan, and he's coming into a season where they're going to need him, but he needs to perform to keep his job. I mean, it's as simple as that. And so there is an expectation that Brian Robinson Jr. will be much better this season, given the fact that he's playing for his career in Washington. For Austin Ekeler, it's like, hey, what does he still have left in the tank? He was really good last year when he was healthy. I don't want him back at kick returns again because I don't want to risk him getting injured at all. No chance do I want him doing kick returns. We need him on the field. And so, you know, there was a play in training camp where today, Jaden dropped back, red zone, threw it to Austin Ekeler, gets into the end zone. He needs to be on the field for red zone opportunities. He needs to be on the field for plays in which they're obvious passing down situations, because I do think even though Brian Robinson can catch, Austin Ekeler is much better in that spot there. And then where do they find a way to get these other guys onto the field, right? So there's a ton of competition in the running back room. But, yeah, I mean, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, I think it's worth now spending a whole segment talking about him. Seriously, this kid has come out here, and he's made people turn heads. Number 32, when you see the highlights, the 5'11 running back from Arizona, played at Arizona last season, Montgomery, Alabama born, 24-year-old rookie. One of these guys where, you know, if he had an opportunity last season, he might have been a fifth-round pick, maybe a fourth-round pick, heck, maybe a third-round pick, because he showed up in the bowl game that he got an option to play in the Shriners Bowl, and then he also had one good game. Now, everything he also did on tape the year before is also part of the hype for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, but also, like, there's the unknown, right? You haven't seen him play in a year, but the unknown also kind of leads to what? Fresh legs, right? Well, we haven't seen him play in a year. He hasn't played more than one game in a year, which means he's coming in fully healthy with a full head of steam, and he's trying his hardest to make an NFL roster, to make his dream come true. So I'm so looking forward to seeing him in the joint practices and the preseason games. This is a guy that could explode against an opponent in a preseason game, and then the fan base will really start talking about him. But I'm telling you, from what I've seen, the hype is real. I still believe Brian Robinson Jr. is your running back one, Austin Ekeler, but you have to find a way to get Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt on the field if he keeps turning heads for the coaching staff throughout the rest of this training camp. I mean, he runs really low to the ground, good pad level, good, really good speed, but it's the cuts. It really is, and when you actually are seeing it like I am in close and in person here, you see how the window that he's cutting through is like 8 inches. It's like 8 inches wide, and he's side-cutting both feet and his hips through that little hole there, you know, sneaking past a Jedrick Wise or a Johnny Newton or a Daron Payne to get to the second level, and that's where a lot of running backs would then go down. But then, like, Tyler Owens comes down and lays a hit on him, and he bounces off of it. And it's the combination of the speed, the explosiveness, and the ability to bounce off a tackle that has everybody fired up about this rookie running back. And so, like I'm so happy. I mean, you could probably hear it in my voice how positive news this is. The fact that, hey, we have a running back that we drafted that could absolutely steal the show this year and end up being a guy that you have to play on the field. You have to put him out there, right? Brian Robinson comes out first and 10. Second and 6, you're putting in Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Third and 2, Ekeler comes in because he's the third down back, right? So I do think this is going to be a running back by committee situation. And, of course, led by Brian Robinson Jr.,
but you might have to be playing Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. I mean, I know I've heard some reporters are predicting he could be running back one by week one. I'm not going to predict that, but I'm talking about December, January, if Brian Robinson Jr. isn't healthy. And let's be honest, he hasn't been able to stay healthy for the course of the season. The hits have piled up on him. Why? Because he runs so violently. So why not have another violent running back right behind him in Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt? And so, you know, it's going to be very interesting because those are three guys that are making plays. Chris Rodriguez seems to be the forgotten man. And I just wonder if he ends up on the practice squad because of the excitement and the possibilities of what Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt could be. That's AWOD's Run Around the Running Back Room. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.